The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Five inmates at St. Francois County Detention Center, Missouri, escaped by breaking down a door. The group caught on surveillance video discarding their uniforms and stealing a car and driving away.
Nancy, 52-year-old Kelly McShawn, 26-year-old Dakota Pace, 42-year-old Michael Wilkins, 30-year-old Aaron Sebastian, and 37-year-old LaJuan Tucker escaped late Tuesday from a secured cell. Wilkins, who went straight to a Missouri bar, was recovered in a matter of hours, while Ohio police helped to locate the other four who were returned to jail on Saturday.
One escapee found hours after in Missouri. The other four located days later in Ohio. All five now back behind bars and have brand new charges of escape and eluding. Lisa Coleman threatens a woman for cash, forcing her to make withdrawals at several ATMs. Coleman, 58, then robs a sandwich shop, a hotel, and a bank of the cash in their registers, all wearing heels, earning her the nickname the High-Heeled Hijacker.
Coleman's victims never saw a weapon, but the woman kept a hand in her pocket, implying that she had a weapon. She robbed all three Houston businesses using threatening notes and fled from the bank in a car, giving cops a solid lead to track down the high-heeled hijacker that victims described as nicely dressed, but having a strong body odor.
Texas cops used surveillance video and a license plate to identify Coleman as the hijacker. She's now charged with kidnapping and three counts of robbery. More crime and justice news after this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two Illinois paramedics face first-degree murder charges, having been accused of strapping a patient face down on a stretcher while taking him to a hospital last month. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Illinois authorities filed the charges against Peggy Finley and Peter Cadigan on January 9th, nearly a month after 35-year-old Earl Moore died. Under Illinois law, a first-degree murder charge can be filed when a defendant, quote, knows that such acts create a strong probability of death or great bodily harm. Sangamon County State's Attorney Dan Wright announced the charges after an autopsy. The medical examiner's report listed Moore's cause of death as homicide, caused by compressional and positional asphyxia as he lay face down on the paramedic stretcher with straps tightened across his back.
If convicted, Finley and Cadigan could face between 20 and 60 years in prison. A Boston man offered to pay a total of $8,000 to someone he thought was a contract killer, but who was actually an undercover federal agent to have his estranged wife and her new boyfriend killed. 46-year-old Mohammed Chowdhury was held at an initial hearing on a murder-for-hire charge in federal court. Authorities were tipped off by an informant in November that Chowdhury was soliciting assistance to have his wife killed, and the informant provided his phone number to law enforcement. An undercover agent posing as a contract killer then contacted him. Chowdhury met with the undercover agent and agreed to pay $4,000 per killing. The third trial of Dana Chandler, a Kansas woman accused of the 2002 murders of her ex-husband and fiancé, has been postponed until autumn. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The case had previously been scheduled for February 6th, but the judge set a new date of October 16th. In Chandler's first trial in 2012, a jury found her guilty of the shooting deaths of Mike Sisko and Karen Harkness, but the conviction was overturned due to prosecutorial misconduct. Her second trial in 2022 ended with a hung jury. She has consistently maintained her innocence.
Shawnee County Judge Cheryl Rios ordered the continuance, delaying the third trial after the defense recently submitted reports from six of its experts to the prosecution. Actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist will be charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer who was killed on a New Mexico movie set. Prosecutors made the announcement citing a, quote, criminal disregard for safety. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwies issued a statement announcing the charges against Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who supervised weapons on the set of the Western Rust. Helena Hutchins died shortly after being wounded during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe on October 21, 2021. Baldwin was pointing a pistol at Hutchins when the gun went off, killing her and wounding the director, Joel Souza.
Del Scotti visits an ATM but gets frustrated when the machine won't return his debit card. Bank employees in a meeting hear yelling and look out the window to see Scotti screaming at the machine and shaking it. When that doesn't work, he gets a hammer from his car and starts beating it. Scotti returns home, and when Florida cops come knocking, he answers, "You hear about the ATM, aren't you?" and then goes willingly. He's now charged with criminal mischief. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.